Thank you. Thank you. for Serenata Schizophrona, commissioned by the American Composers Orchestra. Film composer and Oingo Boingo founder Danny Elfman began his process with a series of short pieces, much like a cue for a film score. From there, each movement unfolded organically. And we just heard the sixth movement, Bells and Whistles, here on Deep Threes. Our set began with The Mending from the Bad Plus Joshua Redman album. Then it was time to go, 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 although with some restraint. With Siddhartha Khosla setting the pace with his original score for the TV series Runaways. The street scene recorded by the Egyptian project for Takasim Salama from Ya Amar flowed into David Forlano's Water from Iximix. We floated along via a sonic aerodrome designed by Ian Haygreen for Mercur. Earlygard wove one of the textures of the subconscious, Saturated, which ambiguously transitioned into one of C. Paradisi's sketches from the Edge of Silence, Nebulous. And composer Mario Diaz de Leon fused his synthesizer work with the performances of the Tech Ensemble to bring forth Tongues of Fire, the final piece on Sanctuary. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Kay Lemer with Failing Need of More from The Useless Lesson. You can find us online at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. Burnaby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. False and misleading information about climate change is widespread on social media, and it can be hard to know how to respond when a friend or loved one believes that misinformation and shares it.
It is often much better to take these conversations offline and talk to people that you know by building on the strength of your relationship and your connections. Ask them about their post, why they believe it, and then try to understand their motivation in sharing this content before focusing on the content itself.
That's Elise Martin, Manager for Persuasion Research and Campaigns at the Environmental Defense Fund. She says people often believe misinformation because it resonates with them emotionally. For example, someone stressed about money might be more likely to believe false claims about the cost of clean energy.
A lot of people who share disinformation may be feeling afraid or as if circumstances are out of their control.
So as you share factual resources, she suggests doing so with empathy, not as a lecture, but as a dialogue based on trust and connection.
Just trying to understand, like, what are the emotional stakes for this person might help you get farther in conversation with them.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.